Thank you and good afternoon. The Arcata Fire District is in the midst of an investigation into three suspicious fires in Arcata that spanned from 10 o'clock Thursday night to 2 o'clock this morning. An engine crew first responded to the 1100 block of 16th Street, where they discovered a melted trash can and a person attempting to extinguish the fire. The engine crew deployed a hose line and finished extinguishing the fire. Minutes after, two additional engine companies responded to a vegetation fire behind the Arcata High School gymnasium. The fire was 30 feet in diameter and threatened nearby trees, but the fire was extinguished in 10 minutes. Around 2 o'clock this morning, Arcata Fire once again responded to a fire at a community garden off of Ribeiro Lane. Upon arrival, fire crews found what appeared to be a pile of garbage that was set on fire in the middle of a field. However, the pile was actually a portable restroom. All of the fires were deemed as suspicious and an investigation was opened. On Thursday, the family of Tommy McClain, who was fatally shot by Eureka officer Stephen Linfoot on September 17th of last year, has filed a wrongful death and civil rights violation lawsuit to federal court. Gene Berrigan and Lance McClain will be represented by Dale Gallippo. Gallippo has represented in cases involving Eureka police officers before, as one of his cases saw the jury verdict in favor of the family of Martin Cotton, who died after being beaten by officers in 2011. An Arcata man was arrested for possession of firearms early this morning. Dan Squire has more.
Arcata police responded to 7th and K Streets early this morning after receiving reports that an armed man wearing no pants or underwear had fired a shotgun. Officers en route learned that the suspect, identified as 21-year-old Arcata resident Chase Allen Horn, was now at 5th and J Streets, just a block away from a large residential party. Officers located and surrounded Horn, who obeyed commands and was taken into custody without incident. Officers recovered an assault-style rifle from the front yard of a residence where Horn had first been reported, a weapon that had been reported stolen out of North Las Vegas in August of last year. Horn was arrested and booked on several charges, including possession of a loaded firearm and possession of stolen property.
Thank you, Dan. In the early morning hours on Wednesday, Rio Del Police conducted a special operation to identify and arrest individuals who were associated with a series of property crimes that have occurred in the city since early April. In the downtown area, officers contacted a group of juveniles who then ran from officers. Two of the juveniles were detained, and a subsequent investigation found that the pair committed a series of thefts on vehicles throughout Rio Del and also committed past crimes. One of the detained juveniles was arrested, and a third was identified in the incident as well. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humble Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods was on Talk Shop this morning, and as you might expect, one of the topics discussed was the impending budget cuts that the city of Eureka faces. The final budget has not been approved yet, but cuts are projected to be at least $2.4 million per year for the city, as Woods explains.
It's $2.4 a year. It was relayed to us department heads as a structural deficit, and it's $2.4 a year. And due to a number of things, you know, one of them, of course, is the retirement cost with the state, and the state did not do well in the early 2000s, and now we're having to make up some of their bad investments.
Woods went on to say that playing catch-up for the next 5 years will have a huge impact on public safety, as the fire department will now have to pay $1 million per year to the state.
There's a five-year catch-up period that begins in July that really particularly will hit public safety. For Humboldt Bay Fire, it's an additional $1 million a year that we have to pay into our to the state for really bad investments that they made on our retirement system.
Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills faces a similar issue as well, as he is looking at cutting over $800,000 per year. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.